Why do we listen to the same five Christmas songs every year? It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. You know, every holiday season, famous artists release Christmas albums. They'll sing some of the classics, but they'll also try to throw in some original holiday music too.
Sure.
But only a few of them actually ever hit. Most of the time, nobody ever hears them, and they just get lost forever.
Yeah, I find myself switching it if I'm listening to Christmas music. I'm like, no, I don't know this one.
It's very difficult to create a new holiday classic. Mm-hmm. Probably the last person to successfully do it was Mariah Carey.
Yeah. And she did it.
I realized the other day, Mariah Carey only works in December. She spends the rest of the year just lying in bed, marrying and divorcing billionaires. Uh-huh. And then she wakes up on December 1st and tweets, hey, everybody, remember to listen to my song.
Really?
And then she makes another $12 billion and then goes back into hibernation for the rest of the year.
Wow. It's genius. Yeah. I mean, that's why celebrities do it, because they want to be Mariah Carey.
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
Imagine if you could make money just on one song for your entire life in December. Well, what about all those artists who worked so hard on their Christmas songs just for them to be forgotten?
Aww.
Well, now it's time for them to get the respect and airtime that they actually deserve.
Okay.
We scoured the internet to find the best original Christmas songs that you've probably never heard of before. Remember the Weather Girls?
Nope.
The Weather Girls, you know them. They're the ones that sang
Raining
It's Raining Men.
Yeah.
It's Raining Men, right? Well, they also came out with a Christmas single in 1983 that radio stations just don't play for some reason. Mm. It's called Dear Santa.
Hi, we're your weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we got holiday news for you?
You better listen.
This is an open letter to Mr. Santa Claus.
Tell him
from all the single girls back home.
All right.
Oh.
Bring me a man.
Okay.
The Weather Girls just wanted men delivered to them. They didn't care. Either it's raining or Santa's delivering them. If the Weather Girls were still making music today, I'm sure they'd have a song about Amazon delivering them men.
And it's the same tune.
It's exactly the same.
It's Raining Men is the follow-up to Bring Me a Man. Yeah. Santa Claus, he's just dropping them out of his sleigh. That's what happened.
Weather
Can
Girls,
you imagine if they asked him to sing a national anthem? They'd be like, oh, say, can you see?
Bring us a man, America. Like, that's not the lyrics.
I kind of like that song.
Yeah,
I do a little bit.
Here's another one. Brenda Lee, she's the one who sings Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree from 1958. Very popular song, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, a few years after that, she came out with another Christmas song that was less popular, and it's called I'm Going to Lasso Santa Claus.
I'm going to lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings them toys like he does to me. I'm going to pop Santa Claus.
What? Why does she want to get violent on Santa?
I know.
She's going to beat Santa down, steal his toys, and then give them to other kids, which
she's
is nice,
like
I guess.
She's like the Robin Hood of Christmas is what she's trying to do.
Something happened in her life, though. It started with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and then it was like, I just want to stomp Santa out and steal his bag.
But it still sounds so cute with that voice that she
has. It does,
you know?
I know.
I want to lasso Santa Claus,
too. She could say she's going to stab him, and I'd be like, oh.
She's actually had Santa tied up in her basement for years.
When you listen to these songs, you'll notice that there's a theme when it comes to Christmas music. Either it's assaulting Santa or getting sexual with Santa.
Oh, that's
and in some
true.
Cases, probably both.
Sexual assaulting
Santa. Yeah. There's a British musician named Frank Sidebottom, and he came out with a Christmas song in 1985. Great name, by the way.
That's like the artist name he chose? Sidebottom?
It didn't quite become a classic. It's called Oh Blimey, It's Christmas.
Oh.
New York, UK, South America, North Pole. Oh Blimey, it's Christmas, it's the celebration time.
Sounds like a Alvin and the Chipmunks. I don't know why that didn't take off.
How does a man with a voice like that decide he's going to be a singer and then just go for it?
And
like,
go
good for him.
If you got a voice like that, you don't call yourself Frank Sidebottom, you know? These are the best and weirdest Christmas songs that you've probably never heard before. Even heavy metal fans get into Christmas, you know, in their own dark and twisted way.
I didn't know.
That's why in 1984, the band Spinal Tap came out with a holiday song. It's called Christmas with the Devil.
Ooh.
I like this one.
You do?
Christmas with the devil.
I'm not into it.
No, not into Christmas with the Devil?
Slow and headbanging.
Yeah. Right. I just.
I couldn't see my mom singing.
I feel like
that,
I have to be like driving a Camaro or something, or a Firebird with an eagle on the cover.
Amazing if carolers would do that, though.
Yeah. You
show up at your door.
Air guitar. Yeah. Headbanging.
I'm also surprised that this one isn't in regular rotation. Blues singer Albert King came out with a Christmas single in 1974. And, of course, keeping in the theme of most Christmas music, it's either beating up Santa or making some love to Santa. And his was called Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'.
Wow. Mama in the kitchen cooking, and the children upstairs asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight creep.
Oh,
Santa Claus wants some loving. What?
Santa Claus wants to get it on.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He's very open to cheating on his wife.
No, it could be with Miss Claus, you know. He's been working hard, man. December's hard on him.
What? Sexy, sultry.
I don't like it.
Hey, you don't like it?
How do you know?
Apparently, you were supposed to leave him cookies figuratively, not literally.
Or some cookies.
Yeah.
Text in 78592. Do you think any of these holiday songs should get some airplay on the radio this holiday? And which ones? Also, we've only gone over a few. There's a lot more Christmas songs that you never heard before, and they're amazing, including one released by a famous movie star. So we'll play more of the Christmas songs that you've never heard before coming up at 8:10.
Awesome!
They're great. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.
Honky, honky, the Christmas goose got so fat that he was no use.
It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. You guys not familiar with that song?
Did they end up eating Honky the Christmas Goose? That's what I'm concerned about.
It's the famous holiday classic Honky the Christmas Goose by Johnny Bauer from 1965.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Wow, I just have to go through my Johnny Bauer collection at home.
If you missed it earlier in the show, we scoured the internet and found some of the best original Christmas songs that you've never heard before. It's all holiday music by famous artists that were released, and for some reason, it just never caught on with the public.
Yeah.
So you probably will never hear them on the radio. Some of the ones that we revealed earlier were the Weather Girls, the ladies who sang It's Raining Men. Mm-hmm. They sang Dear Santa, Bring Me a Man. Still just trying to get dudes. Brenda Lee's I'm Going to Lasso Santa Claus, where she sang about beating up Santa and stealing his bag of toys to give to other unfortunate children. And Albert King's Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin'.
Yeah, a lot of love
When we went over this the first time, we learned that Christmas music kind of has two themes. It's either you want to assault Santa in some way, or you talk about how sexual Santa is.
There's no in between.
Well,
there's
really not much in between. Because there's only two types of holiday people. Like, you either really love it, or you really hate it.
That's a good point.
We went through a bunch earlier, but there's so many more holiday singles that have flown under the radar. It's a gold mine on the deep, dark net.
Wow.
Back in the 70s, there was a disco group called Universal Robot Band.
Oh my God, that's the most amazing band name.
Yeah, and in 1977, they came out with a groovy holiday single that honestly I think should be played on the radio again.
Okay.
It's called Disco Christmas.
Hey, Rudolph.
Yeah, Mom?
You know, every year it's the same old thing. All work and no play getting these presents together.
You noticed that too, huh?
Damn straight.
This year,
I'm hip.
We got Santa to shake his groove thing.
Are they gonna sing? Or?
It's disco. I think they talked a lot.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Here he goes. Hey, Santa's losing all the weight this year. Roller skating. Disco Christmas.
What do I want? I want a disco ball, of course.
Yeah. I love that song.
I just want to shake my groove thing.
That's what you need.
Also, here's another one. John Denver. He's the guy who sings the famous song "Take Me Home, Country Roads."
Yeah. That guy.
Well, he sings so many famous songs.
Yeah.
Very many.
In 1973, he also released a Christmas single. And remember, the holidays are a festive time.
Well,
but country music is not very festive sometimes.
No. Yeah, but John Denver's known for Christmas music. Like, my mom played John Denver's Christmas album.
And you might have heard this one before. This is called Please Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Please Daddy,
don't get drunk this Christmas.
You guys haven't heard this?
No, I have not.
Are you being for real?
It says,
please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
We sang this to my dad because he got a DUI on Christmas Eve one year.
Oh my God.
And so it was a family performance on Christmas Day.
That's nice. So country.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
I can't believe you haven't heard that song.
Brooke, what are you talking about?
I have
this
not.
This is so random. Brooke's like, what about the Let's Eat Roadkill on Christmas morning? Y'all haven't heard of that either?
These are the best Christmas songs from famous artists that you've probably never heard before. And you're probably familiar with the actor Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's short the Italian guy who plays a short burglar in the Home Alone movies and also is in every single mob movie ever created.
Yeah, totally.
So he came out with an original Christmas song back in 1998.
What?
And it's called If It Doesn't Snow This Christmas. Just listen for a few seconds and you'll understand why it was never played on the radio.
Mm. Okay.
If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's that? Gonna use that sleigh. In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's that get around to us?
He's not even calling him Santa.
Wow.
He's staying in character. Joe Pesci is a mobster till he dies, for sure.
He's fat shaming Santa Claus.
Yeah, get your fat butt over here. Give me some gifts.
What do I look? Do I look funny to you? Fat man? What are you doing over here in my neighborhood being all fat?
You call that a beard,
I carve some meat off you. We're going over some of the best Christmas songs that were never actually really, they never really caught on. The Killers have a Christmas song too.
Really?
They're that famous band from the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. They sang Mr. Brightside and When We Were Young, very popular songs.
Yeah.
Well, in 2016, they released a Christmas single that didn't register with Christmas lovers. It's called Don't Shoot Me, Santa. Shockingly, it sounds like all of their other songs.
Everyone!
Yeah.
Doesn't it always sound like he's yelling and running away at the same time?
Yeah. It's pretty much what the Killers do.
I love them, though.
Yeah, I kind of like their music. I don't even like rock music, you know? I don't even know if you call that rock music, whatever kind of music it is.
Yeah.
But the Killers, I've always kind of liked them.
Yeah.
It's good voice. They're great. Could have played this and just said that this was Mr. Brightside.
And I would have had no idea. Yeah, fine. And finally, the last one that we found is probably the worst thing that has ever happened.
Oh.
Not just in Christmas music.
Oh.
In life.
Whoa.
It is horrible.
Really?
And it's by the New Kids on the Block.
Okay, how could it be horrible if it's NKOTB?
They're the 80s boy band that sang Hangin' Tough and Step by Step. Mm-hmm. You know, most people know who they are.
Huge.
Well, they came out with a Christmas abomination in 1989, and it's called Funky Funky Christmas.
Oh, no.
Yes.
New kids on the block, it's Christmas time. We're going to celebrate with a rhyme. Danny D, are you ready?
It's basically just them checking in with each other to see if they're ready for 10 minutes.
No, it's
and that's
not.
Pretty much it.
Funky, funky Christmas.
Yeah.
And that?
Johnny B, you ready? All right. It's so bad.
Doesn't it make you kind of want to put your hat sideways, though? Because you're funky.
We got ourselves a party here. Girls on the floor, no side posse at the door. Should I stop?
Nah.
Oh,
no,
should you stop?
He
yes, the answer is yes. You should have never started. You should have never started with that song.
Oh my God.
Text in 78592. What's your new favorite Christmas song that you've never heard played on the radio? Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.